من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I just wanted to read from Bulugh al-Maram and I have the explanation with me. Subul al-Salam, in the chapter Bab Salatul Kusuf, the chapter of the Salat of the Eclipse, and the hadith of Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu qala in kasafat al-shamsu ala ahdi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam yawma mata Ibrahim فقال الناس انكسفت الشمس لموت إبراهيم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته فإذا رأيتموهما فادعوا الله وصلوا حتى تنكشفا. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim and from the narration of Al-Bukhari, حتى تنجليا. Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu, he said that there was a solar eclipse during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the death of Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is Ibrahim ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the people said that this solar eclipse was because of the death of Ibrahim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed the sun and the moon are two ayats, two signs from the signs of Allah, and that they don't have an eclipse for the death of anyone nor for the birth of anyone. But when you see the eclipse for both of them, the solar and the lunar eclipse, then make dua to Allah and make salat until the eclipse is over with. And in the other narrations, the same meaning, two different Arabic words to show the same meaning, and that is when it's over with. At any rate, we see from it, if the people have followed the paper or something, to see how long the eclipse is from the beginning to the end, it might be about 3 hours. So you can imagine that the salat is quite long for the eclipse. We'll take another hadith, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jahara fi salat, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jahara fi salat al-kusufi bi qiraatihi, fasalla arba' raka'atin fi raka'ataini wa arba' sajadat, yarhamukallah. متفق عليه وهذا لفظ مسلم وفي رواية له فبعث مناديا ينادي الصلاة جامعة. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited aloud when he made the salat of the eclipse, salatul kusuf, and he made four ruku's and four sajdas and two raka'as. And this is collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim in a narration, and one of the narrations of Muslim, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the muadhin, and he said, As-salatu jami'a, that the salah is in congregation with those words. From this hadith, we see that this salatul kusuf, or the salah of the eclipse, is four rukurs and four sujood and two raka'at. That means in the first raka'at, there's the recitation, and then Allahu Akbar into rukur, and then Sami Allahu liman hamida rabbana wa lakal hamd. Then you're back into the recitation of the Quran again. And then Allahu Akbar, down to Rukur, then Sami Allahu liman hamida rabbana wa lakal hamd. Then you go down to sujood. and then to do the two prostrations, and like this in both of the raka'ats. So in each raka'at you have two ruku's and two sajdas, as opposed to the normal salah of one sajda. So when the mu'adhin, inshallah, when he's... I didn't catch it. Maybe somebody want to back me up a little farther.
In a regular salah, it's one ruku.
In a regular salah,
and two
sajdas.
You said one
sajdas. Yeah, one ruku and two sajdas in a regular salah, and this is two and two. Inshallah, the mu'adhin. So this is for the mu'adhins, inshallah ta'ala, that when they see it, to make the call as salatu jami'ah. Inshallah ta'ala, and we'll know that it's time to begin. And the next, yes. They say as salatu jami'ah. Yeah. That's what the hadith says. Nah. Allah ybarak fiik. And the next hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, qala, إن خسفت الشمس على أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فصلى رحمه الله فقام قياما طويلا نحوا من قراءة سورة البقرة ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا ثم رفع فقام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول ثم سجد ثم قام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول ثم رفع فقام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول ثم رفع رأسه ثم سجد ثم انصرف وقد انجلت الشمس فخطب الناس. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And he brings some of the other narrations that we won't get into, inshallah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that there was a solar eclipse during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he made the salah, and he had a long qiyam, a long standing position, like the length of Suratul Baqarah. And then he made the rukur, and it was very long. Then he came out of the rukur and made a long standing, but it wasn't as long as the first standing. And then he went back into rukur for a long time, but it wasn't as long as the first one. And then he made the prostration, and then he came back up and did a long qiyam. But it wasn't as long as the first time when he did the qiyam. And then he made the rukur, and it was long, but it wasn't as long as the first time. And then he came back up, and he did a long standing, but it wasn't as long as the first time. And then he made a long rukur, but it wasn't as long as the first time. And then he raised his head up, and then he went down and made the sajda. And then he left the salat, finished the salat, and the eclipse was over with. And then he gave a khutbah to the people, and this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. At any rate, we see in this salah and this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the first recitation before the rukur was Baqarah. And we'll say on our regular reading pace of Baqarah, just a little faster than we do during our normal salah. That's about two juz and a half, and you take about 45 minutes, 40 minutes at a nice pace going for two juz. So that puts us 40 and 40, 80, 90, puts us about an hour and 45 minutes for the first standing. And then he went down to rukur, and then he comes back up and did it a little less than that. So if he did an hour and 45 minutes, maybe the next one was about an hour and 15 minutes or hour, and then like that. And I'm trying to put it according to our time, and all that we have is the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, but now we have watches, and we read the Quran, and we can estimate according to our time. Tonight, I don't think we're going to make it that long, inshallah ta'ala. But
But what we're going to try to do, inshallah, is to make all of it about the length of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his success.
Amen.
I think that was all of the points that... Yeah, that was all of the points that we wanted to cover from this salat, and that is, let me just summarize this real quick. That is that the salat is 2 raka'ahs. In every raka'ah, there's 2 ruku's and 2 sujoods. The recitation in the first one before ruku' is about the length of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then the next one is a little less than that. The next one is less than that. Then the next one is less than that. And this is the way the Prophet ﷺ used to do in general in his salat. To start off and then to go less and less and less until he finished. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The more than when he sees that the eclipse is taking place, to say as-salatu jami'ah, as we see in the hadith. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a khutbah afterwards. These were the points that we wanted to mention. I don't know if there are any questions or whatever related, and then we can deal with that, inshallah. But Rahim was going to take some. Do you want to take them?
Yeah, the first narration, the Prophet mentioned to the people that they should make dua and sujood and salat. And he sees the Is that dua and salat, or is that dua or salat, or dua and salat?
It's all, and even in other narrations, there's more than that. Seeking forgiveness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging that all of this is done when the eclipse is taking place.
Along with the salah or inside the salah?
All of it's being taken place. When it takes place, we're going to be seeking forgiveness, making dua, making salah. And we don't want to put a particular way to it if we didn't find it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes, sir.
In the first raka'ah, we will read the Fatiha, then we'll, inshallah, the Quran. When we read the ruku' and come back, we're going to read the Fatiha again, or we'll continue reading.
What I know is to continue reading the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes.
In the ruku', I'm going to say subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua that you say is
no, I don't know any special dua for the ruku' other than those dua that the Messenger of Allah used to make for the ruku'. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Say that again. When you come from the ruku' back up, Sami Allahu liman hamida rabbana wa lakal hamd. Then you start reciting again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Is the salah for the eclipse, is it contingent upon the sighting of the eclipse? We have to see the eclipse taking place in order to establish the salah.
Do you have to see the eclipse in order to make the salah? Yeah, if you don't see the eclipse, then it ain't one. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And the ulama, they give some bigger details, if it's cloudy outside and this and so on and so forth. But you got to see that the eclipse is taking place. I mean, now with all of the informed people that the eclipse is going to take place, before somebody just noticed the eclipse is outside, the Muslims will come and make the salat together. Now. Yeah, this was the brothers mentioning about the issue of giving sadaqah, and in some of the narrations it mentions to give sadaqah also, along with seeking forgiveness and making dua and making the salah. I didn't remember there was some discussion around this issue of sadaqah, and it escapes me if those narrations are authentic or not. Sadaqah is from Sahih al-Bukhari. I didn't want to make this an issue, but if it comes up, it's here. Some of the ulama say that it's, or rather, the majority of the ulama say that the sunnah mu'akkada, and some of the ulama say it's compulsory because the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded the believers to do it, and he made the salat himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes. When it starts. No. When it starts until when it's finished. Yeah. Allah knows best. Right, that's kind of long. Huh? 70 minutes from beginning to end. That's not long. That's not even an hour and a half. The eclipse is when the whole moon or sun is covered. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Not as opposed to part.
Right.
When part of it takes place, what's that called? Huh? No, that's the that's all we have, inshallah. We'll wait for the time, and then we'll establish the salat. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.